Thursday, December 20th, 5-4-3-2-1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. The undermining of the renewable fuel standard with RIN waivers is having a negative ripple effect on the ethanol and livestock industries. That could be expected to worsen, as I've noted that ethanol pricing is no longer as favorable to blenders and consumers. Cheap RINs are sapping the blend rate. Ethanol production was off 4% last week from a year ago, while ethanol stocks rose again. There's a hole in the demand bucket somewhere. Green Plains Renewable Energy stock traded under $13 a share in what appears to be a bear market, off from $22 high last May. When the ethanol industry first developed, there was little emphasis put on distillers' grain as a profit center. They often just about gave the stuff away for coming and loading it up. The distillers' market devolved over a number of years where several distillers' products developed and the industry began selling much more dried product called DDGs. They cut back production of the wet products that feedlots favored. The drying allowed plants to maintain quality and expand export capability to foreign markets. Eventually, China made the DDG market. I was told that a couple ethanol plants in Nebraska have shuttered with a threat of another closing due to terrible ethanol margins that are tied to the Trump administration's RIN waivers. The tightening of DDG supplies at ethanol plants' slow production has sent distillers' prices soaring. A local feedlot told me that his modified wet distillers had gone up $20 a ton in a month. They had adjusted their ration, replacing the distillers used by a third. There was one day recently where they had to wait for the truck bringing them distillers from the plant to show up to feed the cattle. I was told that the wait at one plant in Nebraska was 8 to 9 hours to get a load. That commits a truck to one load per day. That plant was also reportedly exporting to Mexico. The price at the Nebraska plant had reportedly surged to $90 a ton, the equivalent of $4.75 to $5 corn. In other words, there is demand destruction for distillers' grain occurring now. Closing or shuttering ethanol plants is shrinking the supply of distillers' grain available to feedlots. They appear to be pricing feedlots out of the distillers' market. Feedlots are now evaluating whether they wish to continue including distillers in their feed rations. They used to feed cattle without it and can do so again with a modification. If they make such a change in rations to eliminate distillers, they will not go back right away. The supply and price will have to stabilize for a while to convince feedlots that ethanol plants are reliable suppliers of distillers again. Once demand is destroyed, it is hard to restore. Between the damage to the renewable fuel standard and trade wars, President Trump will be the biggest source of demand destruction that U.S. agriculture has ever experienced in its history. It blows me away how many farmers do not understand this. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. On the grains, in terms of our soybean balance sheet and global soy production prospects, what China has bought from us so far doesn't amount to a hill of beans. They are moving slow and cautious, and the market is unimpressed. To me, part of the problem is the structure of these purchases. This is not a resumption of commercial Chinese demand. They've not eliminated the 25% tariff. This is their government buying some stocks that they will move from a bin in Iowa to a bin in China rather than to a crush plant there. Their crush margins are poor. So we're basically transferring the ownership and location of the carryover. Those soybeans are still hanging over the market. I sold all of my 2018 soybeans that were binned for July delivery Tuesday when I calculated that with the tariff payment added, they were worth more than $10 a bushel again. That works. I'm out of the soybean business, and unless something changes, I may not get back in next spring, instead planting corn. Our new crop 2019 soybean bid here was $8.54 before Thursday's losses, and Sunny produces not to expect another tariff payment. After all, 2019 is not an election year. The 2019 new crop corn bid here was $3.53, again before Thursday's losses, which with our yield potential I can make work. This year my corn averaged $2.10 and soybeans $0.65 bushel per acre. Using those yields and new crop prices, that would be $741 an acre revenue for corn versus $555 an acre revenue for soybeans. That is $186 an acre difference for which I would have to grow corn. My fear is that there will be such an exodus from planting soybeans when they figure out that China can't fix their balance sheet that it threatens to ruin the corn market too. The commodity index trend is down. That would mean sell rallies. The ag sector started into a recession, and the rest of the economy may be going to follow. That is what it's beginning to feel like. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information and marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.